What is going on, Panthers Nation? Carolina Dad here, your host of the Two Growls, One Roar podcast. What a freaking day it has been for the Carolina Panthers. I didn't expect to have to come in and make an episode today, but there was too much that happened today for me to let it sit and marinate. And I know I put out opinions and thoughts during the day as news came fluttering in. Wow. We got to start off at the top. Brian Burns officially traded to the New York Giants, folks. It's happened. And did we get ripped off on this trade? It's a little early, but I'm going to say yes. When you go back and look at last year, when you hear the rumors of two first-round picks, a second-round pick, when you think about the non-exclusive franchise tag where you could get two first-round picks, to come back with a second-round pick and a fifth-round pick, that is our compensation. It's a tough pill to swallow. Now, I do see it from both sides. I see it as I don't think the Panthers are ever going to meet that number. I don't, you know, Brian Burns is going to get his $30 million per year. You know, there's guarantees built in. He's got to get to that number. He gets the contract that he wants. The Panthers have a new coaching staff, new front office. They don't have to have this hang over them. But I just question it. Does our outside linebacker position, and I tweeted this out, and I've got to go back and look, and I know I've talked about it several times, but I've got to tell you, it doesn't look great. Right now, this is your outside linebacker room. Amari Barno, DJ Johnson, Ikuh Lioto, Wuji Villain. Oh boy, it's going to be a long offseason. So you start stacking the needs because you fill one position, go after another, or in this case, lose. We know we're going to have to attack and get multiple edge rushers. So I'd look to bring on someone through free agency. We're going to have to address it through the draft. It's tough, man. Tough to be a Panthers fan. And when you assess this trade, I'll give you one positive out of it. Pick 39 is very valuable. So we already have pick 33. We get pick 39. Here's the scenario in my mind. There's actually a few. And I don't think there's a wrong, you know, path to pick. Pick 33, you trade back. Knowing that you have pick 39 now, it's only six picks away from where you were. You still are going to be in that range to get someone that you want that's going to be on your draft board, an impact player, best available at 39, whether it's offensive line, which we're starting to address, receiver, edge, they'll be available. You hope that you recoup some capital by moving back and maybe get two additional picks, maybe an early third or middle third and a fourth to move back. So I'll say that's kind of the positive. There's not a lot, a fifth round pick. I mean, what are we banking that we're going to find the next Puka out there? I don't see it. It's a tough day, and it's a tough day for Panthers fans because we've seen this now. I want to say year after year because it feels like multiple years, but the last 2 years, starting with trading Christian McCaffrey, we lose that trade. Trading DJ Moore to the Bears, and it's more than DJ Moore because it's the picks and all that. We've lost that trade. I don't care how. Even if we won a Super Bowl, we still lose that. Now you have Brian Burns shipping off. This team, the Panthers, has not done magnificent in drafting. We know they can't hit, but they've hit on their first-round picks over the years. Pretty good job. You can argue about J.C. Horn. You can argue about Icky. But they've done well and well enough. Christian McCaffrey, offensive player of the year this past season, led the league in rushing off the team. DJ Moore, sixth in receiving in the NFL, had his best season as a receiver in the NFL, the most receiving yards, most touchdowns, and most receptions that he's had in his career. Oh, now you look at a Brian Burns, and people are like, oh, well, we can't pay him. He's not worth it. The production, I don't know what he's going to look like in New York, but I think it's going to be better than what he looked like here. We've got our work cut out for us. And I'm going to kind of skip. Well, actually, I'm not going to skip around before I talk about the other news. You pair this news with Frankie Louvu. Frankie Louvu. I'm sitting here all day like, well, maybe we're doing all this and we're going to get Louvu. We're going to get Burns. We're going to sign Brown to an extension. Things are going to be great. We knew that it worried me. You heard me talk about it worrying me that Brown, that, gosh, I'm blurring it, that Louvu was not signed yet heading into free agency. I was like, we got to get this guy inked. Get him inked because we're entering legal tampering. Sure enough, Frankie Louvu lands with Washington. He gets the contract that he deserves. 3 years, $36 million. Great. Fantastic deal. Why did we not bring him back? And I understand, you know, if you go back and you listen to Dan Morgan talk, he wants this, this, and this. He wants the leader. We're talking about a captain, a playmaker on the defensive side of the ball. It's terrible. And our linebacker room, even worse. Now, you got a Shaq Thompson leading the way, and nothing on Shaq, but he's coming off an injury. So you add a linebacker as a position of need. Rumors floating that we're talking and maybe to Patrick Queen. I don't know how true that is. It's just bad, folks. But good for him. Actually, I got to do this since I'm kind of live. Not technically live, but let's look very quickly at, I can pull this up. I've got my cheat sheet that I did. One of the things, it took a lot of time to put this preseason, not preseason, offseason preview together, but it's paid dividends because I can quickly go back and look at all of our position groups, who's who. I got to quote you correctly here. Shaq Thompson, Chandler Wooten, and Claudin Cherulis are your inside linebackers right now. Oof. Wow. That's not great. So you've got the Burns news, you got the Louvu news, and then just now, as I'm recording this, we hear about Etor Gross-Matos. And I got Panthers fans that tell me, well, we don't need Etor. And I said, okay, that's fine. I want to argue the opposite of that. And I think he was a very productive player. We saw him trending in the right direction. Heading into free agency, we heard he was going to be a hot commodity. And sure enough, San Francisco 49ers pick him up, 2 years, $18 million. Oh, man, good for him, good for him. It's a tough time being a Panthers fan right now. And so you got those players leaving, paired with the news that we've already had. And there was news that came through earlier to talk about defense. Von Bell. Von Bell is being let go. He was another one. I said safe. You heard me talk about free agency preview, reviewing last year's class. Thought he was one of the best pieces that we picked up. He's gone, and you're not truly saving a lot of money with these. Oh, my gosh, with these roster cuts, but whatever. And Bradley Bozeman officially gone as well. That news came through, so the offensive line getting a complete shakeup. And speaking of offensive line, we do make a big splash bringing in Robert Hunt. 5 years, $100 million. And I think this is a great acquisition. A big offensive lineman, productive offensive lineman, one of the best in the NFL that can help establish the interior. You're likely talking about the right guard position, at least it is as it is today, which means Austin Corbett's job likely gone. Rumors floating, if we were to keep him, maybe he moves to center. But I still think there's a lot of needs that are going to have to be addressed across the offensive line. You look at the contract, that's a lot of money. And relative to Robert Hunt and his playing time, like he's been, you know, 4 years in the league, played every snap except for this past season, missed about six games due to a hamstring injury. And I hope it wasn't significant. I know he'll go through his evaluation and physical, go through the exam to get cleared. That's a lot of money. A lot of money. Now, the other upside of Burns not being here is that we do have updated cap numbers. I mean, you can go to Over the Cap, Sports Track, whichever, and I think we're in the ballpark 26 to 30 million, maybe even on the upper end of 35 on some sites I've seen. I think, sorry, the 35 might have been before we were starting to count Hunt's contract. So it's probably on the lower end there. That does give you room. And now you've heard that T. Higgins wants to be traded. The other thing that you could do with this pick, considering Cincinnati's like, give us a second round pick. You've got pick 33 or 39. If you could give 39 to the Bengals and then get T. Higgins in return, I think that's a win-win. We are investing heavily in the offense right now. That's just the state of where this team is. Offense, offense, offense. And it puts Ejiro Rivera in a bad spot. I'm like, my gosh, we are setting him up for failure. His work is cut out for him. A depleted defense. And Canales talked to one of the like when they signed Baker and he had to look at the roster and say, this is it. That feels like what we're doing. It's hard to imagine Ejiro coming back to this in this situation without eyes. And I should have added, which I didn't put in my development, we did bring back Troy Hill. I'm having my notes now because I got to talk about this in a little bit as well. But we added him on a 1 year contract. So, yeah, you got one little piece there, right? So it's going to be a busy few days, like I've talked about. We're just going to have to let this settle. Do we go after Amir Smith-Marset? Hopefully. I still think there's going to have to be a restructure with Moten, give us a little more flexibility. But hey, this is the state of this team, whether it's good or bad, hard to say. I will say, given our track record, it's not been great when we look at trading. Like, I don't understand. I was like, I joked earlier, but not really. Like, NFL doesn't need a player development league. The Carolina Panthers are that. The Carolina Panthers are the ones that develop the players and then give them away for next to nothing. So, like, why even worry or divulge in any of that? Well, folks, I will be back at some point this week, hopefully with some better news, depending on how things shook out. And I guess we're going to call this a night, at least for now. So, anyways, y'all have a good one. See ya.